breaking the Arab oil cartel. It took more than 3,500 years for the children of Ishmael to build an Islamic empire supported almost exclusively by cash flow from the sale of oil. The Roman-born Ger Tzedek Unkelus saw the whole thing coming from the beginning of time. The Malach tells Hagar, Yadai v'koil v'yad koil bo. The Targum Unkelus explains these words in simple economic terms. Ishmael will have his hand in everyone's pocket. Hu yehet serich l'chola. He will be in need of everyone. V'yada d'chol v'nei anasha yehun srichin lei. And everyone will be in need of him. But Yishmael's spectacular grip on the world economy will be as dramatically short-lived as it was long in coming. Just this week, the Russians sealed a deal with Israel that will wipe out the sale of Arab oil to major markets in the Far East. In the 1960s, Israel built a 158-mile oil pipeline from Eilat to Ashkelon in a deal with Iran, which wanted to transport oil across Israel to the Mediterranean Sea for sale in Europe. But an Islamic revolution in Iran killed the project because it required cooperation with the Jewish state. But Hashem had much bigger plans for this pipeline. The Hashgacha is unbelievable. Without the pipeline, it was virtually impossible for the Russians to sell vast quantities of oil to the Far East, due to the cost of transport, which made Russian oil four times more costly than Arab oil. Only by pumping oil across Israel can Russia now seize huge oil profits that have to date flowed into the Arab world. Israel is Russia's only shortcut on earth to undercut Arab oil sales to the Far East. Hashem, who foretells Ishmael's rise, also foretells his dramatic demise. Hashem tells Abraham, his firstborn, Ishmael, will father 12 princes, Shneim Asar Nesim. Rashi, with stunning foresight, uniquely his own, writes, they will disappear like clouds, Ka'anonim Yichlu. Rashi explains that the word Nesim, prince in the plural, as it appears in Mishle, means clouds. It says in Mishle, Nesim v'ruach v'geshem ein. Clouds and wind and rain are nothing, alluding to people and things which capture the intense interest of everyone in a brief burst of glory before going up in smoke. In fact, the Chidah makes an amazing observation that the Reishe Teves of Shneim Asar Nesim contain the letters Ayin Shin Nun, Ashan, which means smoke, a remez that the Islamic world, after capturing the intense interest of everyone in a brief burst of glory, will then go up in smoke, vanish into thin air. I will leave you with the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, let the Chacham not glory in his Chachma, let the strong man not glory in his strength, let the rich man not glory in his wealth, but let him who glories glory, that he knows me, Na'um Hashem, says Hashem. This is our entire purpose in being, to achieve that glory, in the schus and by means of learning and support of learning Torah, without pause or hesitation, the kaviyas and with hasmada, without kvetching or complaint, with love, with desire, with a bren, a fire, hislavus, to know the ratzayin of Hashem. In this chus, may we see the Geula Shalema b'mehera v'yameinu amen.